In this bulletin, three people charged after the disappearance of two Australian brothers in northern Mexico. Police investigating after a Queensland MP says she was drugged and sexually assaulted. And in A-League Women News, Sydney FC claim a record fifth title in their grand final against Melbourne City. With all the latest SBS News, I'm Hannah Kwan. Three people have been charged in relation to the two Australian brothers and their American friend who went missing during a surfing trip in northern Mexico. There are reports that Mexican officials have laid criminal charges against three people who are being questioned in the case of the disappearance of Jake and Callum Robinson and their friend Jack Carter Road. This comes after the discovery of a number of bodies in a pit close to the last known location of the men. Local journalist Mario Munoz told SBS there were signs of gunshot wounds on the bodies, which were deep in the ground.
They also found a fourth body, so there were four found inside. The well was 10 metres deep. There were authorities from all different departments working together to retrieve them.
The bodies have been sent to be forensically tested by Mexican authorities and have not yet been formally identified. The parents of Jake and Callum Robinson have travelled from Perth to the region ahead of any further announcements. Queensland police say they're aware of another claim of sexual assault, similar to the allegation made by Labor MP Brittany Lauger. They've confirmed officers are investigating a complaint regarding an incident in Yeppoon, in addition to the allegation made by Miss Lauger. The Assistant Health Minister says she went to the police in the hospital on April the 28th after being allegedly drugged and assaulted on a night out in Yeppoon, a town near her central Queensland electorate. Miss Lauger says she has been contacted by other women who say they were also drugged on the Saturday evening. The federal government has announced it will be cutting the student debt of 3 million Australians to make amends for the 2023 indexation hike. Education Minister Jason Clare says the government will cap the Higher Education Loan Program indexation rate, which will eliminate around $3 billion of student debt. The government says it will backdate the changes which formed part of the May federal budget back to student loans from June last year. Mr. Clare says the changes will wipe out what happened with the indexation hikes and ensure it doesn't happen again. A senior Hamas official says negotiators have arrived in Cairo for intensified talks on a possible ceasefire agreement in Gaza. An Egyptian security source has told Reuters that the results of new talks will be different after mediators had helped Israel and Hamas reach agreement on several points. The talks have stumbled over Hamas's long-standing demand for a commitment to end the almost seven-month-old offensive by Israel, which has killed more than 34,600 Palestinians and wounded more than 77,000 people, according to Gaza's health ministry. Israel has insisted that after any truce, it would resume operations designed to disarm and dismantle Hamas after Hamas's October the 7th attack on southern Israel, in which Israel says 1,200 people were killed and 250 hostages taken. But signalling a possible breakthrough, Hamas said on Friday it would come to Cairo in a positive spirit after studying the latest proposal for a deal, which Israel has said it is open to the new terms. The Albanese government has continued to defend itself following the alleged assault of an elderly Perth couple by a man freed from immigration detention after a High Court ruling in November. The Prime Minister and Immigration Minister Andrew Giles have criticised the government-appointed Community Protection Board, which was set up following the decision after it reportedly recommended the detainee not be required to wear an ankle bracelet. The 43-year-old man who was on bail at the time of the alleged assault is one of three people who have been charged in connection with the incident. He has been remanded in custody and will appear in court again later in May. Health Minister Mark Butler says the government shares the public's frustration with the consequences of the High Court decision.
We're doing everything we can, putting every resource we can to implement the laws that the Parliament passed late last year. And we put in place this Community Protection Board because we thought it was appropriate to have the best possible advice from people with very deep law enforcement experience.
Taking a look at sport news now, and in football, Sydney FC have beaten Melbourne City 1-0 to claim a record 5th A-League Women's Championship and their second in a row. City dominated possession, but super substitute Shay Connors struck in the 69th minute, brilliantly assisted by teen sensation Indiana Dos Santos to seal the Sky Blues' victory. Both teams were on four titles heading into Saturday's clash at Amy Park in Melbourne, which took place in front of 7,671 fans. It was the second highest grand final attendance ever after the 9,519 in Sydney last year. And that is all the latest SBS News. I'm Hannah Kwon.